Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One Connection, we hear from three women whose careers focus on developing connections between our diverse community, youth, and healthcare careers and services. Please welcome Teresa Hatbett, Healthcare Career Development Specialist for HRMC, Brooke Saito, Program Manager for HRMC, and Nunu Nguyen, HRMC Community Liaison.
So I'm Teresa Hatbett. I am the Healthcare Careers Development Specialist. Have a nursing background, but about a little over 3 years ago, the hospital really decided that we needed to have an individual that really focused on bringing and influencing our younger students into the healthcare fields. And it's not just nursing, it could be medical lab technicians, x-ray technicians, surgical techs, because there are so many different roles that are needed within the rural health. And so that's where I came in, and it has really developed into many different avenues, but I help students navigate that healthcare system, whether it's applying for a school, at a school and registering, or a FAFSA. But then some of the other roles are also getting out into the high schools and the middle schools and allowing them to be exposed to all these different areas to help them getting to at least think about that. Another really great opportunity that we offer here at HRMC is for juniors and seniors in high school. They can come and shadow, and I coordinate those with depending on what department they're interested in or maybe interested in. And that's a really great opportunity for them to be exposed to say, you know what, I really love this. Or potentially it has shown that maybe that isn't for them. So it really helps guide them as a youngster getting exposed to that. Also with Southeast Tech in town, as Brooke mentioned, work very closely with many of our students that participate in the program here in town. We have LPN, we have LPN to RN, we have medical assisting, and then our CNA, certified nursing assistant, for our high school students also. So I work very closely with Southeast Tech, the instructor in town, and along with the student to help guide them in any way they need. Might find tutors for them to help them, as Corinne, that second language, English as a second language, being able to bring a tutor in and help them get through their English course. Or I might proctor a test for them with relationships with the school that I've developed. So a lot of different things that I've been able to help with. Right now we can say, and I'm very proud, we have one Corinne LPN that is working at HRMC. She's on our medical and surgical unit. She graduated about a year ago, and so we're excited to have her. We have a class of seven that will graduate this December, and there is another Corinne student that will be an LPN, and we have two Hispanic students that are on track to graduate. So that is primarily our huge goal as HRMC, is to be able to bring this younger generation of students in and helping them to care for the community that we have here in town, and it's just a positive for everybody.
So I am Brooke Saito. I'm the program manager at Huron Regional Medical Center. And I came into this role from workforce development with the Greater Huron Development Corporation. And one of my missions as workforce coordinator there was to connect the community to integrate our diversity. And one of those specific areas was healthcare. And we knew that we had to not only build our workforce around the diversity that was spreading across the Huron community, but also to find opportunities to connect the culture with our healthcare professionals, as well as emerge them into the workforce. So that is kind of where all the work started. Transitioning into HRMC, as I mentioned, one of the major pillars of my work was healthcare and integrating the diversity and finding connecting pieces. So when that grant ended, we decided that we had way too much into the effort, and we had such a big opportunity in the Huron community to build healthcare with diversity that we emerged the workforce development coordinator role into the hospital role. And so it just kind of flowed naturally, which was really lucky for me, and all the work that we were doing previously just rolled right in. So we were able to make some specific connections with Southeast Technical College and then all of the community partners that were involved with that. And we actually brought a nursing program to Huron so that we could bridge one of those gaps of the geography barrier of trying to find a way to bring education to Huron. So we just brought the program right to Huron. And then also with some of the financial barriers, we were able to start building programs through organizations like United Way and many contributors through the Huron community to make those financial barriers lessened.
I'm also visiting with young students coming out of high school and in college that are looking to become physicians. And that would be our next great step, is to have them come home. In fact, this morning I visited with one, and she wants to come back to Huron, and she is going to be a senior in high school. So is that a ways out? Yes, it is. But they want to come back and give back to this community because this is home, and we want them here. What better way for us to give that quality of care in that aspect? So exciting about that.
Yep. One of the main goals that was given to me when I first came here was to help our workforce reflect our community. And all of the different attempts, the different grants, the support from the community, the opportunities that we try and we rework and we try again, all of that is for these very reasons. And it does, it gives me goosebumps and tears to know that our workforce is starting to reflect our community a little bit more every day. And one of those partnerships that has really been a great attribute to that is the Department of Labor and Regulation. So not only with the apprenticeship opportunities that we have in those grants, but also just giving the workforce training opportunities. So there's paid on-the-job training through workforce that gives us the opportunity to try out a person, give them some skill sets, and then it's helped financially by those programs. So it's a win-win for everybody. So they can come in, it's more than a job shadow, it's an actual work experience. And those can vary in length of time to up to 6 months. They can be half of a year paid by Department of Labor, so lots of hours can be contributed to the hospital and to the individual, and to try to find that perfect fit. So a lot of our lab techs and different individuals that are experiencing healthcare have that as a paid opportunity through partnerships such as Department of Labor and Regulation. The South Dakota Department of Health has partnered with the CHW South Dakota. So Community Health Worker of South Dakota has created many opportunities across South Dakota for grant funding to bring people like Nunu on board, and to do that without taking a ton of risk, so that we have the opportunity to have a little bit of grant funds to play with and be able to develop the program and then not have to worry about the sustainability of it because it's already paying for itself. So we had that startup funds through that grant, and we're able to kind of take our time developing the program, learn as we go. Teresa was a huge part of that. Now that Nunu is on board, it's a great opportunity to learn and continue to reworking those things, as I was mentioning before.
And I just want to quickly add, we have another community liaison, we call them here at HRMC, like Nunu, Salme Ramos, who is Hispanic. And so the two of them have really been able to bridge that gap to help us with that healthcare needs that their community might have.
Tara said this conversation because I like to have current people, and I want to see the change in the current people. I want them to utilize the health system that we had in the here at HRMC in here, because I know a lot of them, they have insurance, but they don't use it. So they pay for it, but because of the language barrier, and they don't understand. So I feel like.
If you'd like to learn more about healthcare careers, workforce development programs, or how community liaisons can support our community, please contact Teresa Hatvet at HRMC at 605-353-6589.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.